You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's going on, everybody? You're watching and listening to the AfterBuzz TV after show for Growing Up Hip Hop LA. On tonight's episode, we're talking about Pep and her dissing her man, Bow Wow and Romeo take it to the courts, and Vanessa just can't get over anything. We have your glowing up fashion, your news and gossip, and so much more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This is So dead.
It's gonna be a beautiful day of basketball here today, folks. We're not talking about just regular basketball. We're talking about street ball will be played today. Coming into the court right now.
What's going on, everybody? You're listening to playing basketball.
I like the way you're dribbling up and down the court.
Okay.
I keep it so fresh on the microphone. I like no interruption when the game's on.
All right.
I like slam dunk and take me to the hoop.
To
my favorite play is the alley-oop. I like to pick and roll. I like to give and go. It's basketball. Bow Wow. Let's go.
Hey, hey. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all didn't think y'all had the 16 bars when y'all was listening or watching, huh?
Let's get it.
That's what it's about. Byron and Sierra had y'all on lock. Ah, I'm here for it. Of course, I'm here just for everything, really. What's going on, everybody? So you're watching and listening to the AfterBuzz TV after show right here for Growing Up Hip Hop LA. You're also listening to Basketball by Bow Wow because they took it to the courts on tonight's episode, Bow Wow and Romeo. And of course, we have Vanessa still trying to feel some type of way about Angela not being there for her. We got your glowing up fashion, your news and gossip, and so much more. But before we dive into tonight's episode, let's introduce the hosts. So I, myself, am Howard III. Next to me is Sierra.
Hey, guys. It's me, Sierra Stafford.
Yes.
What's up, y'all? It's Byron K.
And Byron on the end.
Hey.
So before we get into it, overall thoughts about tonight's episode, guys. How are you feeling?
It was a very funny episode. Usually we're like, it was very drama-ish. It had its drama, but it was funny in a way. I don't know.
I think this was like comedic relief. And it's cool because the beef that stood for so long has finally been cooked.
Finally. We finally get some answers.
The answers, Sway. We got the answers.
Whether they was funny or not, we got answers.
All right. So let's start it off with Pep dissing her man. So, you know, Pep is still in the middle trying to figure out if she stays with Andre after all the alleged things that had come out about the baby mama, about the video, about everything in the past, or if she just kicks him to the curb because of her brand is riding on it. At least that's what her manager says. She meets up with TT to let TT in on some information that when Andre and his baby mama were having their difficult times and they decided to part ways, Pep is the one who paid for the apartment that is in her name, the lease, and she's pretty much take care of the baby mama. But the baby mama said, she stole my man. I'm trying to figure out, does Pep just like taking care of everybody? Because Pep also paid for Sam, who is Egypt's boyfriend's car, so he could do Uber, but he wasn't doing Uber. But, I mean, she's just one of those people who likes to give. She said in tonight's episode, she'd rather everybody else be happy than her. And isn't that pretty just, like, messed up? Like,
it is. It's sad because I think she's the one that suffers the most. And, like, the thing about her, since she is a provider, when she suffers, like, who helps her out? Mm-hmm. Who protects the protector? And she's somebody who, when she loves hard. And my issue with Dre is, like, if you see that she's being bashed, and I don't know if he has, but, like, from what we see, he hasn't. Why haven't you stepped up and clarified? So then maybe she won't have to get rid of you. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I think, but with that, peek about Puff Daddy, I think with all the media happening so fast and her manager in her face and all her friends and family saying you have to let him go, I think she's kind of not thinking clearly. She's either like, here's either my career or it's either him. So I think it's kind of two big things for her to think straight right now. She just has an A or B.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure because she loves the man and she loves the money. But I think ultimately she's going to go with the money. And one thing that really stood out to me was a quote from her when she said, black people don't do this. Like the whole having to like clean up your image and everything. And I felt that because it's like at one point in time, we didn't have to. But now since the culture is so mainstream, everything, if you're an A-list celebrity, B-list, and you're African-American, you go under scrutiny. Similar to the Kevin Hart with the Oscars thing. When you're in the public eye on that type of level now, and at this point, it's a worldwide level, there are certain ways that you have to learn how to maneuver. And it's like, I think she's just now starting to feel like the blunt force of that.
I can see that. Me and Sarah are like, oh, okay, Byron, I'm right.
Okay, Lila. Mm-hmm.
I just don't like it how she, like her manager is saying, you have to choose. It's like you never see other people in the industry, well, I mean, maybe they have, but you don't choosing like, oh, my man or my girl over my career. I know we see in the people in the industry were like, okay, don't say you're in a relationship. Like, if you were, like, a rapper, it's better to say you're single, but they still have somebody holding them down. Mm-hmm. It's like, I don't know why we can't do that with Pep. Why can't she just say, hey, okay, it's over, but behind scenes, they're still together.
And my thing is, even before the company and herself, if y'all are so money hungry, why does her personal life matter? Like, I don't feel like this situation can take away from your brand. I don't really think it's that deep. That's just me personally. And like you said, if I have to fake it for the cameras, I will. But my personal business is my personal business. Right. Business and pleasure don't mix.
I think the issue is she doesn't know how to control the narrative yet, because this is the first time something like this has ever happened. And the thing is, especially now living in this social media society, this outrage society where people will pick the smallest thing and try to ruin your whole life over it. I think that pretty much she just needs to learn how to ride in front of that wave. So like, control the narrative herself. So like, what do you want the people to know? You got to put that in a way where it's either understandable, or at least funny, because one thing I've realized now is if people can laugh at you or laugh with you, then like it'll take away a lot of like that the seriousness of the subject. So like for instance, the Soulja Boy thing again and everything. So the way that certain people handle their situations, if you can make people laugh, then they'll get over it. So she needs to turn this into a way to either make money or to make people laugh.
Or just respond to it, because like you said, she hasn't said nothing to it, so she just let it linger. So I feel like in this situation, just respond to it and clear it up, and then maybe they'll be like, okay, it's clear, it'll go away. Just like the whole Chris Brown thing y'all just heard.
She needs
about,
to write a song.
Like, as soon as it came out, everybody's like, whoo, which we all know what true anyways. But, you know, everybody's like, okay, so if she just speaks up to the public, maybe that would have helped her. But like you said, she doesn't know how to work it right now, so she's just suffering it. Well, not suffering, but you know, she's letting them win, and she's saying, my job.
Anybody who came up before social media has a hard time dealing with social media because it's such a new thing, and like we're seeing, it's constantly evolving and changing, and at this point you can't beat the internet. So the best thing you can do is whatever narrative they're trying to force on you, live that thing out and make money off of it. That's the best way to move these days.
I feel like you can beat the internet. It's just the fact that her personal life is in it. So it's kind of like they gave her no choice but to pick between that. Because I feel like if it was a relationship involved, it would have been kind of different to handle, I think. But since it's somebody I really care about and then my job I really care about, it's like, dang, y'all really trying it.
Well, hopefully she's spending as much time talking to God about it as she's talking to her manager. Hey, because like, her manager can only give her so much advice. She needs to like do some soul searching and really see what she needs to do.
At the end of the day,
she still
is. It's still her life.
She has to live with her decisions. Exactly. So, you know.
Go ahead, Pep. Go ahead. Well, one thing we do want to grow is the love that you have for us here at AfterBuzz. Yes. And we have a new little rundown for you guys. So, Byron, let them know.
Yes. First of all, we just want to thank y'all for helping us to remain ESPN of TV Talk. And for us to continue to grow, we need your help. First of all, just subscribe to our YouTube, not just this channel, but our other AfterBuzz channels, because they all could use those followers. You know what I'm saying? also give us 5 stars on iTunes and Spotify, all these places. Give us the highest rating you possibly can. If they let you give us 6, then give us 6, all right? And also leave a comment, not just there, but also on our YouTube page. And we do read those comments out loud, live on the air, which we always do. And again, thank y'all for helping us, because you help us to grow and get better as hosts, which we want to continue doing. Thank you for helping us to remain ESPN of TV Talk, and we're going to keep bringing you more fire.
Yes, fire, baby.
So, speaking of fire, it was fire on the court. Uh-oh. Bow Wow and Romeo finally met up to square off on the basketball court right there in New Orleans. NOLA, baby. So, they were up there trying to fight over Angela. Not really, you know, just being messy. But it was kind of like a battle of, like, who's kind of still feeling Angela, who's not. Because here they are at the celebrity basketball game. Romeo didn't know Bow Wow was coming. Bow Wow knew everybody was there because he's Bow Wow. But
all the tea.
But Romeo didn't know. Angela didn't know. Here comes Angela through the door, shocked, like, oh my gosh, what are you doing here, Bow? Talking about, oh, you look good. It's been some time. But Bow Wow pretty much gave a little shade, said, I'm trying to work on a baby. Which, in my opinion, was kind of like, well, back up off me. I'm working on a baby. I got a girl who I've had for over a year, which is Kayumi from Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta. And it was a little awkward. But it was a little awkward.
I think it wasn't awkward. Well, I think he was making it awkward at first, but then when he actually vocally said it, I was like, okay, it's time to split up. It's time to part the conversation now.
I'll just say 80% of the interactions on this show are going to be awkward.
Yeah. That too. Mm-hmm. They handled it very well, though, when he made the little judgment. But I mean, she didn't take it that way, because I feel like she doesn't really care about what he does. So whether it was a little jab or slug, my girl good. She don't need him.
She don't need him.
Yeah, she seemed happy for him. She said it. She was like, I'm very happy for him. Mm-hmm. He seems like he's ready, because he wasn't ready when he was with me.
Right.
And she has a baby now, you know. She got her own thing going. So I don't think it was like It was weird because we're watching it, but for them, it was probably like, let's just do this.
I know.
Let's just get it going.
And if Angela watched Growing Up Hip Hop ATL, then she would probably be like, whew, I'm glad we're not together.
Yeah.
I didn't watch all of it, but I don't think I need to after that.
It got real.
But I mean, hey, kudos to them. I guess now they're just gonna remain friends. Bow Wow decided to take it to the court now. He saw Romeo. Hey. Romeo said his dad is pretty much still mad at him because Daddy Master P didn't let him know.
He knew what was up. Like, that's crazy. He was like, oh, my daddy did this. Okay.
Man, he was secretive about that, though.
Right?
He didn't tell Romeo and he didn't tell Angela. They just both walked into a surprise.
Just walked into
it. That was the point, though.
TV, yeah.
I was saying that he said, he was like, I'm just gonna do what I gotta do.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked.
Y'all figure it out.
I'm realizing more and more that Master P don't play games. He about that business.
I know. He's a businessman.
I don't think, well, of course, family first, but sometimes, like, no, I'm just playing all day business and family, but I mean, he don't play about that business, though, at all.
And he don't play about Romeo. He has, like, super high expectations for Romeo. Mm-hmm. Like, he called him Superman. He's like, do it, Superman. Like,
I thought that was a little slug, but yeah. Because he was like trying to get on him at the same time. I think he's trying to be funny, but yeah, he for sure is hard on him.
Definitely. It was a good little game, though. I mean, it was nice the way they showed it. Bow Wow was hitting his 3-pointers. Romeo was hitting his 3-pointers.
Don't forget about JoJo. One.
Lord, poor JoJo.
He was the...
Nobody wanted to pass JoJo the ball.
He was the mascot.
No, he gave the team energy. He was the energizer bunny for that team.
He gives everything energy, even when they talking at dinner. He's just energy. He's just an energetic person. That's just JoJo for you.
He's probably, out of everybody on this show, he's probably literally living his best life.
Yeah,
like he seems so unbothered. Like here's the thing: people are having a hard enough time dealing with their own problems. JoJo knows everybody's problems, and he's just happy go lucky. Like ain't nothing bothering him.
Yeah, look, probably don't know none of his problems. He just living.
I know. Are we gonna get into JoJo's storyline? Like,
I mean, JoJo's
eventually...
the captain save everybody. It seems like.
I guess that's what it is.
I said that he's a secret agent, pretty much. He's everybody's like secret agent. He like slides in all the cracks and has like the conversations with people.
But the
and
thing
stuff.
Is, who would he beef with?
Oh yeah.
Like he friends with everybody on the show.
You can't beef with JoJo. I would feel bad.
Yeah,
because
I feel like he's not even like a conflict type of person. So I'll be kind of like sad. Like, what you do?
I like to see, you know, maybe JoJo talk about more of his life. I know, like, in the last season he did, talked about his daughter. He was supposed to get married.
Mm-hmm. I ain't trying to cry, though, bruh. I don't want to hear a story. I think I'm going to cry.
I don't know if he's getting married, if he proposed.
So he has a girl.
Yes. Who lives in New York.
So why did not come on the show? Oh, well, she's in New York. Okay. Yeah. Like, why did not come on the show?
I know. See, that's what I'm saying. We don't even really know about JoJo's life.
He's
just
smart.
That he's can make music and he's the mediator for everybody.
And he has money.
There we go.
He's living his life outside of the headlines.
In River on Sun.
Hmm. Well, I do like how he tried to get his sisters to work things out. I loved how he said, I'm not even the middle child and I'm in the middle of all this. He said to said to Angela, which was pretty sad. He was just like, Vanessa feels like you just don't like her. Mm. I was like, oh, poor Vanessa, because she's still holding on
to
this.
She's really sad.
She didn't get invited to the winner's circle. She's not doing pastry with her sister. Like, she's just taking the L's. And it's like, dang, come on.
But, I mean, I'm glad that Vanessa cleared it up because we all were, I mean, not Vanessa, Angela cleared it up because we were all like, kind of like, what's going to happen? Because she's really sad. But, you know, I'm glad that Angela said, it's no beef, sis. I'm just, I don't notice what you notice. I mean, so talk to me, we will fix it. So I can't wait till they actually talk so we can see how they are together, not just talking about each other separately, you know? Because Vanessa still doesn't know how Angela feels, so.
Yeah. And it's just
and like, she's in Haiti right now. So she was like, we haven't even talked about pastries yet. And I have all this emotional between our personal relationships. So she's just stuck. Until she gets back from Haiti, I guess. But I know they'll work it out, though.
I hope they do.
Yeah.
But at least Angela said she was going to throw a surprise birthday party for Vanessa. That's dope. So that will at least have them. They're going to have to talk about that, well, you know, after the party, of course.
I have to say, because I think Vanessa's going to be like, I'm happy. But she's going to be like, we still got some unfinished business. You know, like, when you try to make some provide and y'all haven't talked yet, so it's like, thanks, but no thanks.
Exactly.
I feel like she's going to be on that.
She'll be like, thanks, sis, but can I take it to the side?
Come to the corner.
I can't.
Come by for 2 seconds.
Uh-oh. You know, let me just spit a little word to you, sister.
Oh, goodness.
Sister.
I wonder if they ever got into any real fights.
I'm sure.
Probably.
Look how they acting now as grown women.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Run is their dad, though.
He
used to tweet out good karma from the bathtub with bubbles and stuff. Like, y'all can't fight.
I'm pretty sure. And then there's five of them total. Come on, they fight. Yeah. It's five siblings in that house. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, we fight it.
We're throwing down.
We're going to bump heads about something. Exactly. So, it's, yeah.
I wonder who won.
Well, apparently Vanessa, I mean, Angela, I keep saying Angela passive aggressive, so.
Oh,
Angela
was
probably fighting by herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, so let's talk about Angela and Romeo, because I'm still trying to figure out this whole situation. Are they going to get together? Are we still just going to play it along? I guess we kind of got our answer tonight when they were doing that stroll against the river. And Angela said, pretty much, let's set you up on a blind date, double blind date at that.
That broke my heart.
It was just like, Angela was like, okay, like officially friend zone. Like to me, that just screamed like, Romeo, it's not happening.
That's sad. That's heartbreaking. If I was him, I would have really felt some type of way. Like,
That should have been the time he spoke up. But I think, but then again, once you kind of like get kind of curved like that, it's kind of like, how do I move forward? Like, but I felt bad because this since the episode started or season started, we've seen him lust over Angela.
Right.
And I'm up here thinking they take you walks in the park. Okay, cool. He finna drop it. And she said, want to go on a blind date? What? No.
Nah.
So from a woman's perspective, what do you think that she's really thinking? Because like, you know, she's not going to just waste time with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like they definitely have some type of chemistry. So
I mean, honestly, for me, if I say something that sounds like a friend zone, I'm friend zoning you. Mm. But that's just me. I'm not going to waste your time. But to say that, though, I think she's the same way. To say, I'm going to put you on a blind date when they're on this romantic setting, she could have easily slipped, dipped herself in. No. She ain't seen him like that. And maybe not yet. I don't know.
But here's the thing. When we saw the preview, apparently that evolves from just a blind date to like a double date type of thing. So it's like she wanted to be there on the date, and then that's what makes me think like they said, maybe it's just a test or something, because I don't think that's gonna go well. Like a guy that you definitely has some type of feelings for at one point in time, you put him on a blind date and then you're on a date at the same place. with him. It's like, I don't know. Weird. I don't know, man.
But I mean, from the previews, it looked like it was something going to happen. So hopefully Romeo step up. Because I want to see them together. Like, I really do. So I'm like, dude, you got, it's time to put your Master P pants on. Okay?
It has to happen at the right time. And get,
yes, no more La Romeo. And get Angela. Stop playing.
Romeo and Juliet.
But if he get curved again, then no, I don't know. Tell him.
Poor him. I know.
Like, if he get, because I think he's going to try again.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, how many times does he get, and when does he throw in the towel?
I think,
like,
we're going to see next episode. But if after this, then, homie, then I'm going to say let go.
Let go.
Yeah. I think just make one strong push. Like, right now, he's just playing it cool, which is smart. And then, like, he got curved. Okay, cool. Now just actually just throw yourself at it. Like, okay, exactly. Look, this is what it is. Listen, this is how I feel. How do you feel? Like, just kind of lay it out. And if he get curved again, then it's like, move on. There's more efficiency.
Exactly. Like TT. Mm-hmm. I mean, TT tried to slip in there. He turned her down.
She,
but
he don't want her.
She's still trying.
We always want what we can't have.
Angela's just making everybody upset about her. First the sister, but, like, I mean, Lil Romeo, goodness gracious.
It's just everyone. Oh, Lord. Well,
women are the root of all evil. I'm playing. That's gonna give me some bad comments.
How dare you?
Oh, man. So was there anything else that stood out in tonight's episode for you guys? Anything you wanted to touch on?
I thought it was very interesting. Maybe I've just been living under a rock, so don't bash me for saying this, but I did not know that Master P used to play for the NBA.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
He has skills.
The Toronto Raptors. So was that in Canada or was that here?
It's in Canada, but
just
they
making sure. See, I don't know. I don't know about sports, but I thought that was a fun fact because I did not know that.
Yeah. He got just, so many jobs.
Literally, that's why I was like, "She, him and Pete Nitty are like the
exactly
people that never stop."
He really lived like so many different lives: basketball, rapper, producer, director. Hey,
no,
like,
limit.
Everywhere.
You better,
no limit.
No limit. No limit. Literally, don't I love it though. P. You better.
Yeah, I know.
Man, I think Romeo takes a lot of that from him too, because one thing that I noticed is, like, Romeo, he doesn't admit his fear. So when they went to the drip doctor, which first off, I thought the drip doctor was going to be like a swag coach or something.
I was so confused on what that was.
Yeah, I thought it was going, like, you know, drip, like drip, drip. I'm like, okay, he's going to get dripped out. But no, he got an IV instead. But... But listen, like, just the whole, like, the needles thing. So, like, his homeboy was saying something about it, like, oh, he's about to die. And he's like, don't speak that into the universe. So that's the first thing. He's like, none of that.
Let's not do
and
that.
Then, and then the needles thing, even though, you know, he's scared of needles, he's like, I'm not scared of needles. And it's funny because that's something that I do too. I never admit my fears out loud. So, like, right. I may have things that I detest, things that I don't like, but you won't know if I'm scared of them. You'll just see me walk away from them very quickly. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he's kind of the same way. He doesn't admit his fears.
I can see that.
I mean, with a daddy like Master P.
You can't.
Right? You can't.
No limit soldiers.
Superman, you gotta keep it.
You gotta work all seven jobs.
Keep it going. Literally, though. Straight like that.
But he's having old man problems, though. Romeo's young, having old man problems.
I know. He said his heart was hurt or beating too fast and his chest pain. And I'm like, Romeo, what's going on?
I think he's too young to even be able to feel his heart. Like, you shouldn't even be able to feel your heart at that age yet. Like, when you get old, you start feeling your heart. You can't even. Like, nah, G.
Poor Romeo. Sending him a prayer.
I know. I like Romeo.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I like is our little special segment that we have, our glowing up fashion.
Oh,
they changed it up.
Okay.
All right. Like glowing up. Okay. It's where we choose who has the best makeup, hair, who's swagged out, even everything from personality. So, Byron, who are you choosing for your glowing up fashion?
They didn't really give us much.
Right? There wasn't too much to choose from. Okay, what about a glowing up, like, vibe? Like, who were you vibing with this episode?
I was vibing with JoJo, for sure. As far as glowing up, I would say maybe Tahira, just because they gave her a lot of camera time. She looks real nice in those, like, shorts and everything, those denim shorts. I really like that look on her. It's simple, but it works. So her, and then as far as energy, definitely JoJo. Like, if I knew JoJo, we would probably be best friends.
Yeah.
I can see. He does have the best energy on the show.
He does.
I think who I was vibing with the most was Romeo. Because I don't know, like, his daddy being hard on him, he trying to overcome that. And then Angela curved him trying to overcome that. So I just like, dang, because I'm doing my boy dirty. So I don't know. I was just connecting with him, but I was feeling his pain.
No.
So I don't know. I'm just going to go Romeo.
Yeah, I'm literally going to piggyback off of that. Because I'm the same. I was like, dang, Romeo. Like, you know, it's just like he's trying. He said he's going to keep going, even, you know, until he passes out.
And he
like,
won the game, too, for his team.
Oh, yeah, he did. Oh, yeah, so, Romeo, 56 to 55. Very close.
Came and swept it up. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm attracted to Romeo. So I'm like, Angela, sis, listen.
You said you was attracted to Bow Wow, too, though.
No, I didn't.
I thought you said that they was. Well, yeah, I mean, show all your, I mean, I'm sorry. Show all your love.
I like both, but I've always been a little Romeo gay.
Got it.
No, I'm
just okay.
But no, I just, I don't know. So I'm like, Angela, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like that would be like the most time for me to be like, okay, let me put my guard down. Like, this is a moment for us.
Right.
But I don't know. That's just me. It's okay.
Well,
I think Romeo would definitely treat Angela very well.
Exactly. I think that's what it is. Like, I'm falling for the charm. I'm not even there.
And they could get together and double up their money. They both got that old money, that legendary money.
That's true.
Love is not money.
But they have love and money.
Yes.
They got both. They got the best of both worlds.
Love and happiness.
Dun, 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 dun. Y'all
know that song? Yes, that's what they got. So moving on, let's get into a little bit of news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes.
What's the tea?
So going around, I have my stuff to go.
Let's see what's happening.
Let's get it on. So with first on the grab, we see that Boogie from this episode. Well, he wasn't really much in this episode, but he's hosting a party on the 25th. If you guys want to go out and hang out with him.
And tomorrow.
Yes.
Where's this at? I might slide through.
I believe it's in LA.
Okay.
So attend, if you have to come out here to hang out with Boogie, come on out.
Boogie on down.
Boogie on down.
You know, I might slide through.
Is the name of the place?
Oh, sorry. It's Bella? In Vegas where he's been staying.
Well, you know, if you're in Cali, sorry, Vegas, 4 hours away, you can drive.
Exactly.
Road trip.
If you're in Cali. I don't know about anybody else.
Anybody else? Sorry, you got to fly. And then next up, we have a video of Vanessa and Angela, who are still working together. They're doing a hair company line.
Hey.
And I want you guys to take a look at the little commercial they have.
So hair, not face.
Yes, yummy extensions.
So they love food. They love food. Yummy pastries.
Yummy pastries.
Wait, I did not know Yummy was by them. I actually know Yummy Hair Extensions. I follow them.
Oh,
fun fact. Wow.
So they're the face of the new Sister to Sister. So
when they're popping,
brand,
so
I know.
The brand is popping, so kudos to y'all.
Kudos to y'all. Get that bag.
So whatever pastries though. I just have to add. I just want to know.
Who knows what pastry's doing?
But no, the hair is really good. They're really dope.
Yeah. Yeah.
I really love it.
Go ahead, dude.
I think pastry's was before its time because, like, at the time, like, the shoes were cool, but I think we're more so seeing that style of shoe being worn nowadays as opposed to when they first dropped it.
I mean, but I don't think that's stopping what they're supposed to be doing, though, because I think people still buy it. It's just a matter of when Angela gonna get on board.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think it's the shoe itself, but we'll see if they get on board if it sells the same.
Okay.
we'll
if it starts selling, you know Angela will be right there. So we'll see.
You gotta know where to bag it.
All right, so let's get into some predictions for next week.
And now you're after Buzz.
I'm gonna always have these lights in my house.
Just
a
nice.
A vibe.
Predictions. It's a lot. So they gave us a whole sneak peek of the rest of this season.
Literally.
And it's so much. And it's just like, what do we even choose? I mean, I guess I'll go first. I saw with Eazy-E still thinking, you know, his daddy was apparently murdered. At least that's what he's saying. He was dying before he died in the hospital. So I'm just excited to really see that whole storyline play out. Like, how is he proving this? He said that the death certificate was maybe altered. So I'm just predicting he's going to get to the bottom of this. And he's really going to expose, like, what happened.
So, question. I'm sorry. It wasn't the AIDS or nothing that killed him?
He's saying that somebody killed him before the AIDS got to him. Like, he was already in the hospital. Or, oh my gosh. How did he say it? He was in the hospital, but he died because somebody, I don't think, like, smuggled him, but somebody injected him already with the AIDS. He didn't have AIDS before. Yeah. We knew he had AIDS.
From what I've known from the movie and just from other things, like it's like an inside job. And I'll just say this without saying too much. You know that NWA was really being hunted or tracked or watched by the government too. Mm-hmm. So there's certain deaths that are kind of tricky, where it's like we don't know how it happened or if somebody did it, who did it. And it's usually in those same type of situations when you're like doing something that draws so much attention to yourself that you start to be watched. So I think that certain thing from that point, anything can happen.
Like a Tupac situation.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's another person I was thinking about when I said that. So like Eazy-E and people like Tupac, people who really are like shifting the way people's minds work and stuff like that. Mm. So those people usually are JFK. People like that are usually taken care of. Martin Luther King. People like that are usually taken care of.
And that's why as soon as that, we always like, we don't know.
And then I'll just say this too, since we're on there. And then the people who are not about that enlightened perspective, people who only cause evil, those are the ones who end up killing themselves. Like this man who used to be alive in Germany a bunch of years back. But we won't say that name. But I'm just saying there's a difference between the two in this world.
Ooh, child, it got deep.
All right, Brian. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know.
Come on.
Well, there goes my answer.
Come on.
Cleared that up. But for me, I'm going to predict that for the blind date, Romeo's going to show up as Angela's date.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Hey, that would
He's
be kind of lit.
It. I think that's going to happen because they kind of made it look suspenseful. Like, he's like, man, I'm going to show up with a date, all right? Me.
But the clip of the person they showed walking in, we didn't see his face, but he looked tall. Romeo's not tall. Romeo's about average, but he's not tall.
And they said that Angela was with a basketball player.
Have too much hope.
So maybe the basketball player going to come after the blind date?
He better not show up. It better be Romeo.
Maybe they're both coming. Maybe the basketball player drove Romeo to the spot and dropped him off.
But Romeo not gonna do that. First of all, Romeo not teaming up with nobody. That's his boo. Okay? He not like her. It's gonna be Romeo. Watch y'all.
He wouldn't even team up with JoJo. It was Bow Wow and JoJo against Romeo.
It sure was.
Watch it be Romeo, y'all. Watch it next week, I'm telling you.
Okay, well, let's watch it. Hey, write that down in your notes for next week.
No, they heard you. It's okay.
Byron, what are your predictions?
Man, I predict that things with Brianna and TT are definitely going to get more spicy. Ooh. I think there's going to be some heartbreak in store for both Romeo and Angela. And I think JoJo is going to continue to capture our hearts with this comedy.
Okay, so the rest of the season. I'm just kidding.
Pretty much.
Not that I agree, though. I agree. For sure.
I can see that.
If, I don't know what's wrong with Brie, but I feel like we're about tripping. To get a lot of... I don't know. I can't wait to find out why she's acting the way she's acting, because she's lashing out a lot into everyone, and kind of to the point where I think production had to step into the scene, because she just went off the rim, so I cannot wait to see what that's about.
Yeah.
Because the girl doesn't seem like she's really going through it, like on some personal like stuff, you know? Yes. So, yeah, that's what I'm ready for.
I'm noticing, like, she's not looking as put together these lately. Mm-hmm. Like, usually, like, there's a certain, like, image that's projected. But lately, she's been seeming like she's been kind of just throwing on clothes and just letting herself go.
Yeah, like she's going through something. Like I said, like, something's wrong. So, I can't wait till we see what it is, because nobody's just acting like this for fun. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she wants to be a mean person naturally. Because right now, she is kind of seeming like, you know, kind of a big bully kind of towards in a way. But I don't think that's her, so...
It's most likely rooted in some type of bitterness.
That definitely. So we'll see.
She got something that she wants to let out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she letting it out already. We're gonna
see.
It's not the right way, but she letting it out.
All right. Well, I like those predictions. This was a good episode.
You say, what's y'all predictions?
Right? Y'all at home, what are y'all's predictions? Tell us in know. The comments.
Let us know.
Your predictions, if Romeo should keep fighting. Let me stop talking about Romeo. Angela, give
Romeo
answers.
Romeo should fight for Sierra or not.
And for the detectives out
I'm
there,
here.
Let us know what happened to Eazy-E for real.
Ooh. Those little PIs out there. Y'all listen.
If y'all know something, yeah.
It's somebody in school studying this case right now. So if you're watching, let us know.
What are your conspiracy theories?
So how about this? How about y'all have a show in the comments? Give us everything we gave y'all in your opinion.
And just so you know, I make sure I read the comments and I respond to them too.
Please leave comments, because those, I feel like you said, that makes us grow and makes us learn. And, you know, see what y'all really think about everything.
Let's get it.
All right. Well, like we already said, leave them in the comments. If you're listening to us on iTunes, give us those 5 stars. Leave the comments there, because we look over there too. And we are on Spotify. So yes, leave a comment there too. Just everywhere for you. Once again, I'm one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And then stay up with me, because I'm also doing the Bring It After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Oh,
Sierra, where can we find you?
Hey guys, I'm Sierra Stafford. You can find me on Twitter at Sierra B. Stafford and my Instagram, Sierra Brunet. And also, right after this, I'll be doing the Marriage Boot Camp show. So, 9 p.m. Stay tuned.
Tell them. And you can find me, Byron K, everywhere online at Hero from the 90s. You can also catch me in an hour with this same woman right here doing the Marriage Boot Camp after show. So stay tuned, y'all.
Yes, and stay tuned until next week, where we bring you all the heat.
Hey, yeah. Romeo.
Bye, y'all.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.